Catching up with Scott from Woodland Firearms in Berrega. And Scott, dare I say, we finally have some significant ice to talk about on Keweenaw Bay, finally.
Well, it's starting to show up, finally, yes.
So I guess let's just jump right into it. How far out are fishermen getting right now?
Well, this morning they were getting out the whole lower end of the bay. They were out fishing. They weren't going much past Sandpoint or the beach, the lighthouse in Berrega, but they were out in front of that. Now, the wind blowing, whether that stays or not. Otherwise, they are getting out deeper water off the Lawn side, off the pump house in 120 feet of water. It's been pretty consistent for a few days. And like I say, this morning they were out a little deeper than that. So,
let's hope these heavy southwest winds don't throw the ice back out into the middle of Lake Superior and it sticks around. Are you hearing about any thickness on the ice at the head of the bay, in front of the Falls River, the Whitefish Hole up by Berrega there?
The Whitefish Hole is a little bit slack. They've been fishing out there for about 4 days, but it's fairly new. So the guys are walking out, but it's being a little careful. Inside of that, in the head of the bay more, they got up to 11 inches of ice, anywhere from 8 inches to 11, 12 inches of ice. They're taking bikes and snowmobiles out there.
You know, it's hard to imagine 11 inches of ice getting blown out, but it can happen in an instant.
Yeah, it can happen in no time. It's just a matter of whether the wind is favorable for us or not. So,
well, we'll keep our fingers crossed. Let's talk a little bit about the whitefish, since they are getting out there on foot right now. That's a little bit of a haul, too, a little sketchy with a spud, I would imagine. What are you thinking, like 3-4 inches maybe of ice there?
Yeah, I haven't heard, but I'm guessing it'd be 3 or 4 inches of ice. It was forming on Sunday, so Monday it got halfway decent. So Tuesday, Wednesday, it's probably 4 inches, yeah. So,
what are they catching whitefish with? And that's about how deep again, 70 feet?
It's going out to about 80 feet of water.
Okay. Yeah.
So 70, 80 feet of water. Typically, some of the guys just use a single peg on a little tiny hook, but most of the time out there they're jigging, like with a number 6, number 7 Swedish pimple.
Any colors you've been hearing about at all?
No, I haven't heard much for sure. You know, everybody's got a preference. A lot of times it's the hammered bronze or hammered copper, or else it's the white. So,
well, you said they were getting out to about 100, 120 feet of water over on the Lance side, so I would reckon they're chasing Lakers in there.
Yeah, they are. They've been chomping at the bit. And like I said, this morning was the first time I've seen guys out in fairly deep water. Like I said, the entire Lance Berrega end of the bay was froze up and people were fishing out in the middle. So the Lakers have been showing up shallow, too, so I'm assuming they're out there in that deep water. So. Hmm.
Anything you'd recommend other than your standard gabu and white jig with cut bait?
You know, guys are talking more and more about using some of these jigging baits, you know. They're using a Swedish pimple, a number 7 white out there. They are using some of the jigging wraps, the heavier ones, some of the ripping wraps out there. If they can get a 3/4 ounce size and get it down to the bottom, if the current's not too bad, they're working that as well.
Yeah, current's not too bad. That's the key to that statement right there. What about up in the head of the bay for the splake or browns, or are you hearing anything there?
It slowed down a little bit, but the guys are in this morning. They say they're seeing them come through the hole. They're just not too interested in biting, but the fish are still coming through. It's been a mixed bag. Browns, splake, a couple steelhead have showed up, some coho. It's just a matter of whether you put the time in to get them when they come through at school. So.
Well, I appreciate you giving us the update on that. Can we get back with you and talk here on Bay Fishing in our next outdoor report?
Sounds good.
Scott from Woodland Firearms in Berrega. Stay tuned. We'll continue this Berrega County Lake Superior Ice Fishing Report right here on The Outdoor Show.